Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny, will enliven you to break through stagnation and procrastination to fulfill your life's destiny. Joseph Gabby is a natural medium and will share his gifts live on air with you to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing. This hit call-in show brings positive vibes to enter directly or indirectly to your subconscious as a catalyst to release your old beliefs that no longer work for you. Are you ready for a new and brighter future? Joseph will cover many areas of healing to clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness. This show will be the lighthouse to bring the awareness needed for incredible change. Now, here is your host, Joseph Gabby.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joseph Gabby, and you are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us empower you to live the life you were meant to be by consciously living your destiny. Each week on the Joseph Gabby Show, I will share with you all the tools I accumulated in my 20 years' experiences. I speak on topics ranging from relationships, the law of attraction, to life purpose and past histories. My new healing program, Let's Be Real, find your authentic peace with the past and bring joy, wealth, and purpose to your life. This program will start in May 10, and to put an end to your healing trauma, stop the wrong attraction, and live with purpose. We will have some of the most gifted guests, speakers, authors, bringing you the tools you need to embark on your journey to create your legacy and live with purpose. If you would like to connect with me, you can always go to theblueprintofyoursoul.com and check my specials on numerology, and you can connect with me through any means on that site. And you can sign up for my free newsletter by downloading a free chapter of my book, The Blueprint of Your Soul. So this site, again, is theblueprintofyoursoul.com. My special guests today, Deb and Ed Shapiro. Our topics, Be the Change, How Meditation Can Transform You and the World. Ed and Deb Shapiro, authors of award-winning Be the Change, How Meditation Can Transform You and the World, with a foreword by the Dalai Lama, known a thing or two about meditation. They have been teaching it to cooperation and leading meditation retreats for over 25 years. They've written many books and have 3 meditation CDs. They are also the host of the Be the Change Meditation e-conference with 30 meditation leaders. Their message is simple. When you meditate, you change for the better. When you change the world, also changes. Now, before we get started, I'd like to leave you the phone number if you'd like to connect with us, you'd like to speak to either Deb, Ed, or myself. The phone number is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage of TransformationTalkRadio.com website. So, Ed and Deb Shapiro, welcome to the Joseph Gabby Show. How are you today?
Thank you, Joseph.
So happy to be here. I love your healing energy. I feel it when you talk and the sincerity. It's so important, the work you are doing, and I appreciate that you invited us.
My pleasure. The first time when I was on Amazon eventually, and I saw your book. I said, you can be a very good guest on my show because I like meditation myself. To be honest, for myself, I'm going to be honest about it. I'm a very lousy meditator, I teach meditation, but my meditation, the way I do it personally and the way I get inspired and do many things through it is when I do walking meditation. I walk like 2-3 kilometers on the beach, and this is when I get all my meditation done.
It's funny you should say that, because basically everything is meditation. Even when you wash the dishes, meditation is being aware.
That's it.
It's being aware. A lot of people, young people nowadays, there's no way young people nowadays are going to be sitting down there with their eyes closed and watching their minds. Young people want to be active like you. They want to walk. But the way you walk, if you walk with caring, if you walk with a feeling of love in your heart, if you walk with awareness, you can't beat it.
I know. This is where even I wrote about it in an article maybe 15 years ago or so. I said meditation can be anything. Even if you're reading your book, if you get inspired and go out of that book to whatever level you want, that's your meditation. That's, you know, this is part of a form of a meditation from a different ways. So I agree with that, and I think, and I use meditation a lot in my work, in the healing work. So everything is based on that meditation, and it's always the thing that transpired me to do the meditation. But as I keep saying, I'm a lousy meditator. But
okay. Yeah, well, the truth of the matter is, if you have kindness in your heart, if you are a good person and accept yourself, then whatever you do will be with that same notion of meditation. I ski. I'm a professional skier. Okay. If I ski down the mountain, if someone is sitting and they're watching their thinking and they're watching their thoughts, and if their mind drifts, when they bring it back to the breath, they bring it back to the process of meditation. If when you're skiing down a mountain and your mind drifts, you're going to hit it free.
Oh, that's it. And so my question to you, Ed or Deb, in your books you have very big names. How you gathered all these names all together?
That was Ed's work. You do it that one, honey.
You know what it is? It's just that what happens when that happens, Robert Thurman, who is Uma Thurman, the actress's father, we are good friends. And what happened with the book was very funny because we got to Dalai Lama and we got him to write a foreword.
Okay.
And then 2 weeks before the book was going to the printer, suddenly there was a knock at our front door of our house, and the man comes with a package, and it's from Dalai Lama. And I saw, oh, my God, this is a new forward, and it's from the Dalai Lama. And I go to telephone, and I call Robert Thurman, Uma's father, and I said, Bob, the Dalai Lama, he just sent us a new forward for our book, and it's directed about me and Deb, and said Ed and Deb and our name. I said, did you have anything to do with this? And he said, of course I did. And so people know people and meet each other. And, you know, Jane Fonda, we were introduced to Jane Fonda, the actress, and because she meditates with Zen meditation. And then her teacher, her meditation teacher, is Joan Halifax. And so she introduced us to Jane Fonda. And then Ellen Burstyn, the Academy Award actress, Jean Houston is her friend. And we've done books with Jean Houston, and she introduced us to Ellen. And then astronaut Edgar Mitchell. And so what happens is this one suggests that one, suggests this one, suggests that one. And everyone wants to do good in the world.
That's it.
And so we are very blessed to, just like you, we find you. I feel that you're such a special man. Everyone is special.
Everybody have uniqueness in them anyway. And everybody have, they need to start seeing the greatness in them and keep emphasizing on their weakness. And that's how the world can change eventually. And the good part of for all the connections that you have, from my perspective, the way I look at it from the healing way, I see it as a soul agreements. We all have soul agreements that we're going to cross each other at one point. And once we come into that agreement, and then we start fulfilling whatever has to be fulfilled anyway.
That's so beautiful. You put it very beautifully. You really do. I feel you right now, and I think it's so wonderful that you have the opportunity to introduce so many people to your audience, and all the good work you're doing. You know, they call it good karma. So we have to be careful. We should always make sure that our karma doesn't run over our dogma.
I know. So Ed, if people want to connect with you, do you do any retreats or anything connect with you?
Yes, the most important thing we're doing right now is Be the Change Meditate e-conference. And that's very important because that conference is going on and on and on. And we were so fortunate to have Congressman Tim Ryan, Congressman from Ohio, that teaches meditation to Congress. And teaches all these wonderful people in business, and he wrote a book called Mindful Nation. So if you get in touch with our website, edanddebshapiro.com, Ed, E-D, and Deb, D-E-B, Shapiro.com, you will see all the programs we're doing.
Okay, very good. So this, so always, it's good for the e-conference. I believe I connected with it. I listened to some, I think a few weeks ago, and we will talk a little bit more about that and everything about the break. If you just tuned in, you are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show. Today we have Deb and Ed Shapiro with us, and meditation is our focus today about it. If you'd like to give us a call, it's 1-800-930-2819. And you can go always go to the instant feedback on Transformation Talk Radio, and you can put the message there. So stay tuned with us, and we'll be right back after this short break.
If you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions, the hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia. Or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
You are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. My guests today are Deb and Ed Shapiro. So for the people that never done meditation, Deb, what is meditation?
It's, you know, really all it absolutely is being totally and completely present.
Okay.
It's about as simple as that, is when we are completely present in this moment And we may, there may be thoughts going on, there may be issues going on, there may be other stuff going on, but in that moment of just being completely present, nothing else exists.
Okay.
Nothing else is real. There is just that and nothing else. And that's effectively what meditation is, although there may be many, many different routes to getting to that place, different types of meditation. One of my meditation teachers once said to me, you know, there's as many forms of meditation as there are people who practice it. And
that's
so
it.
No one form is better than another.
Mm-hmm.
It really doesn't matter what the form is, you know, whether it's TM or Vipassana or healing meditation, whatever it might be, what it does is it's like the vehicle that gets us to just being completely present.
That's true, because I tried many different forms of meditation, and some I liked them, some I didn't, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But the problem that people face with meditation is, I keep telling you, if when I go to the meditation, I cannot silence my mind. What obstacles they have how they can solve this problem, silencing the mind?
You see, that's just it. Joseph, it's very, very important that people understand you don't need to silence the mind. All that's necessary is being aware. Everyone's mind is like a drunken monkey bitten by a scorpion. One minute you're saying, oh, Joseph, there's never been a teacher like you, Joseph. And then 2 minutes later, Joseph, oh, I feel so horrible. So we go from one wonderful moment, the next minute our mind is completely chaotic. We feel happy, we feel depressed. This is the drunken monkey mind. So the important thing with meditation is the awareness how our mind can completely go crazy. I had a woman in England who was just, you know, she said she wanted to know about meditation. And I said, you see, when you begin meditation, the strangest and the craziest thoughts can arise in your mind. The weirdest thoughts can come, but they're only thoughts. You could even have a thought that you want to kill your mother. And she said, how'd you know? And we laughed, of course, because this is some of the things, and we think it's terrible because we thought we had these thoughts, but they're just thoughts. They're like birds in the sky of your mind. They move on. So what's important is not stopping the mind. No one could stop the mind. Trying to stop the mind is like trying to stop the wind, trying to catch the wind. It's impossible. But the awareness, as Deb said, just be quiet, meaning be with whatever arises.
Just being aware of the mind. Be aware of the thinking. Be aware that you are thinking. Be aware of the shopping lists or the, you know, the chores you have to do or all the way your mind works. When we get quiet, when we sit quietly, we become confronted with the noise in our mind. And we think, oh my gosh, you know, my mind is so noisy. Actually, it's like that all the time. We're just unaware of it. So what we're doing is we're simply becoming aware of what is. We're not judging it. We're not trying to change it. We're just being aware of what is.
So it's being aware and acknowledging.
Yes, and really acknowledging, just like you said. For instance, if fear arises in the mind, you don't go on the drama. You don't follow it and say, oh, my fear, and I'm afraid of this. You just even can label it thinking, and then you can label it fear. That's fear. That's what fear is. That's what anger is. You just sit there, follow your breathing, and watch the mind. And the more you become aware of what's coming and going in your mind, the less you have to feel that you are those thoughts. You know, you're not an angry person. You just might have angry thoughts. You're not a fearful person. You just might have fearful thoughts. You're not a hateful person. But hate arises in our minds. But we don't have to identify. Look what the Dalai Lama said in our book. You'll love this, Joseph. In this book, Ed and Deb Shapiro, this is Be the Change and How Meditation Can Transform You in the World. The Dalai Lama says, in this book, Ed and Deb Shapiro have gathered together the thoughts and reflections of a wide range of people with a variety of experiences in meditation. Anyone interested in meditation should not only read what these people have to say, but also try it out. If you like these suggestions and they are helpful to you, use them. If they aren't, disregard them. treat this book as you would a cookery book. You wouldn't merely read recipes with approval. You try them out, some you like and would use again. Like cookery, meditation only makes sense if you put it into practice.
Everything needs practice, everything. I mean, it's our nature.
The more you do something, the more your whole being gets used to it, as it were. I mean, it's, you know, like the more you sit, even if it's just for a few minutes a day, you don't have to meditate for hours. Just try, start off with 5 minutes. And then, you know, as soon as you start getting antsy or fidgety or, you know, want distracted, then just stop.
But I think what you do, Joseph, is very, very important. What you do, because a lot of people want to be fit, and that walking, when you say walking meditation, that is very, very good. To be able to walk and do those walks and then just be aware that you're walking. And then you breathe and you walk. And that's such a good feeling. You know, to me, that's one of the best things you could do is what you do, Joseph.
Yeah, I mean, it is a form that I feel comfortable with. As long as you're comfortable in what you're doing, and I've been inspired after the meditation. Many times I wrote articles, many times I wrote, even the book inspired through my walking, and I wrote the book. And now I'm working on my second book eventually. And this is where everything starts to happen, to show up through that state of mind that I was relaxed. I wasn't sitting on my desk or doing anything else. I was just simply walking. I'm just embracing the moment.
In that moment of walking, you are being aware. And this is what it is. And it brings you into the present moment. And it brings you into just being with yourself so completely that everything else begins to drop away.
And that's the thing. It's connecting all of us. All meditation is doing is connecting us to the genuine being that we are. We're not our thoughts. We're not our emotions. You know, the mind is a perfect servant, but a terrible master. Mm-hmm. Whenever our mind tells us all these things that aren't productive, that aren't inspirational, we're beautiful human beings. Every single human being on this planet is beautiful. In everyone, there is goodness. There is basic goodness and basic sanity. But it's the monkey mind. It's this ego. This ego mind that's constantly gets in the way and constantly causes this chaos and confusion. And then basically there's a point where we breathe, we do the walking meditation like you, and it's a point when we say bastante, when we say mind no longer is in charge. This mind is my instrument, and it does what I want it to do. I want to be a good human being, a caring human being, a loving human being. And it doesn't mean we have to be a doormat. You know, you can say to somebody very simply, you know, I really love you, but get lost.
That's
you know what I mean? You don't have to be everybody's doormat. You can really be genuine, but you don't have to do it from a hateful point of view. A mother loves their child. A mother loves her child so much, but she disciplines that child. She does it out of love, not hate.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's anything, whatever you perceive it to be, it become anyway. So it is something that... for me, when I tell my clients, when I teach them the meditation, I take them to an island, and that island has a door that you can walk in, and they can go into their own private place, and we do everything through that island.
Beautiful.
This way, when they go back into it, it is type of a security in a sense of it, that I'm feeling good in here. It's my private place. I designed it the way I want to design it. I put whatever I'd love to have into that island, and I will tell them, be generous. There's abundance of anything you want in here. Take whatever you want. And I take them from that state and keep them working with them through the healing through that state from there to whatever level we're going into those aspects. And I always tell them, it's not about doing 2 hours meditation. 5-10 minutes is great, good enough. You know, as long as you keep doing it, at least to get into the, you know, because I work a lot with the subconscious mind. And subconscious mind, to reprogram the subconscious mind to change the behavior and to set somebody into different angles into their life. So
I do that one too. That's very important what you're saying that you do, because that's where the subconscious mind is, where all the bad habits are, and you have to change them. I
you
do something called yoga nidra. Yoga nidra, we use a positive affirmation, sankalpa. Sankalpa means... In India, but I trained India yoga, but it means to have a positive affirmation to be able to condition the mind in a healthy and proper way. And that's okay. Subconscious, you know, because how many people are smoking a cigarette and they keep smoking a cigarette and they say, I got to stop smoking a cigarette. Well, mm-hmm. You can't stop smoking a cigarette if your mind is making you over and over again conditioned. That subconscious mind has to be able to say, I'm ready to move on.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go into a positive space and a healthy place. So I love what you're teaching. That's very healthy.
Because technically speaking, what from my belief, even the childhood experiences is all in the subconscious. We change that subconscious reaction to everything, and we start cutting the karmas and between people, because we don't want to keep repeating the same lifetime over and over into the same headache. So we need to start alienate things on our life, because when we came here from the beginning, we came for a purpose, for the soul. Being here, that soul came for the specific purpose, and we are fulfilling the destiny of that purpose. And so we're coming for that. We're not coming for the experiences that happen in our childhood. We're coming for the purpose. So we need to start looking at the big picture of life from a soul perspective, not from the human experience that we went through. And this is the way, from that angle, I help for the healing work. And my healing work, when I started it, I used to do it within 6 months, taking somebody for the healing. Now I can do it within 6 sessions, and that's what changed. So what you are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show. I have Deb and Ed Shapiro with me today. If you'd like to give us a call, it's 1-800-930-2819, and we'll be right back after this short break.
To the Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Join Deborah Diane's live clearing teleconferences to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, so every call is unique to that particular group. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing benefiting everyone on the call. To register for a teleconference, go to ConsciousTreePatterning.com and click on the Register tab to reserve your space in the next call.
You're listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. The phone lines is 1-800-930-2819. And I have my guests today is Deb and Ed Shapiro. Now, Deb, how you both met in the beginning and how you both get involved into meditation?
We both got involved with meditation many years before we actually met.
Okay.
We met about 27 years ago, but I was involved with meditation for when I was just 15.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of an amusing situation because I was on school break, and my elder brothers and sisters had all gone off and were doing their thing. We were living in London, and
mm-hmm.
my single mother was not about to leave me on my own in London, and she was going on a meditation retreat for 3 days. And so my attitude was, okay, it's only 3 days, you know, and I know some of the people who'll be there, and okay, I can handle 3 days. And the truth is, I stayed for 10. I was totally, I got into that hook, line, and sinker. I was just in love with the silence, in
mm-hmm.
love with the meditation. I didn't understand anything that was going on. I didn't even know, I had no idea what Buddhism was meant to be about or anything to do any ism,
mm-hmm.
but I loved the silence.
Okay.
And that stayed with me.
And mm-hmm. my situation was parallel to my beautiful, beloved Deb. But I was in the hippie generation and with people like Ken Kesey, who wrote One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest,
mm-hmm.
Timothy Leary, Allen Ginsberg, the poet. And I was a flower child hippie in the 60s. And then Swami Satchidananda, who was considered the Woodstock guru, he opened
mm-hmm.
Woodstock. If you saw in the movie, you'll see he actually sat there and flew in a helicopter with Jimi Hendrix and all the rock stars. And I had met him. And then his guru brother, you might say, came to New York City and invited me. He said, would you like to come to India?
Mm-hmm.
So in 1968, on the 4th of July, I flew to Rome. Then I went to Greece and to hitchhiked up Greece to Istanbul, and then on to Tehran, then on to Afghanistan, Pakistan, and India. And I lived on an ashram, which is a spiritual community, and
mm-hmm.
I trained with one of India's great masters, great yogis, and I learned meditation, and I learned how to breathe a certain yogic way, and I learned how to teach, and I was very fortunate to spend a good time in silence. And then I came back to America after meeting various teachers, and then I met my real teacher, which is my wife, Deb, because your wife is really has a lot to teach us. Men who really want to have a good relationship have to adore the real person, and my greatest teacher is my beloved Debbie.
Very good. But now, if I'm going to take you as an example from your relationship, you and Deb together, how meditation affects relationships?
Oh, 100%.
There's no separation. There's no separation. You can't say this is time for meditation and this is relationship. The two are totally interactive and work, you know, your meditation is your relationship.
Okay.
Your life is your meditation.
Yeah, but there is some, I mean, let's get a little bit more real about that. As much as she's telling you the truth, which it really is, there's also those moments when I look at the ceiling and I say that it's white, and she says it's flat, and the next thing we're getting into an argument, and we want to punch each other and nothing silly, not a real punch, just a just like a tap. But
no,
we disagree, and we're really disagreeing, and then we realize that it's just the nature of the mind, the ego, that is struggling, because we laugh. You see, we trained, and we spent time with Deb's teacher, and when I told her when we were in India, and we were really struggling because it was so hard, spending time together, we were struggling together, and I just said, oh, we're having such a hard time, and her teacher just looked at us and said, can't you just laugh? And that was 26 years ago, so anytime, any moments where we're disagreeing and we just really can get irritated because we're human, That's all part of the human condition. It's not like when you meditate, everything goes away and you're a spotless, gorgeous, flawless human being. Mm-hmm. No one is like that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we don't make a big deal. So we do laugh and we do appreciate each other. And if it gets challenging, Deb might say to me, okay, let's just sit and meditate and just dissolve this mental chatter and all the disagreements. Because as we are human, there's things, you know, we were with the Dalai Lama. We were fortunate on a honeymoon. He invited us into his residence, and it was just the Dalai Lama, Deb, and I. And we're sitting with His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, 3 days after he was with the Pope and the heads of all religion. And we're there 3 days after, and we're sitting with him for a half hour. He was so beautiful. He was really understanding, so ordinary, so compassionate. When we went to meet him, Deb went down, and we went to touch his feet. It's proper in Buddhism. And he lifted us up and said, we're all equal here. So as we're sitting with him half hour, I looked at him and I said, Dalai Lama, I said, I don't want to leave. I just want to be here and be trained with you. And he looks at me and I thought he would realize how sincere and deeply interested I want to sit and be with him. But he looked at me and he said, if we were together all the time, we would quarrel. And I thought, oh, no. The Dalai Lama quarrels too. Everyone. So it's like anybody out there. It's not like everything's supposed to be hunky-dory. We do have moments where we go through it. But as Dalai Lama said, you know, if we're together all the time, we would quarrel. So that's really been helpful for us.
I mean, look, life has spices to it, you know. We need to have the spice. We all come from a different background with different knowledge, alternative. Our religion, our culture, our growing up, everything has effect on us at one point. And the way I see it, if we don't bring that into the relationship, then the relationship is happy. You know.
You know what they say? They say in Tibetan culture, if you never get sick, the first time you get sick, you can die. If you have a marriage, if you have a relationship, if you never have an argument, if you never have a quarrel, the first one could end in divorce.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to have those little quarrels and those little sniffles.
And at least you have the meditation as your tool to can at least dissolve every boundaries.
Exactly.
Of whatever is that is taking effect. So
that's exactly true.
It is a tool, and at the end of the day, it is a tool that it is available to everybody, but unfortunately, not many, they use it properly, or they even use it at all, and that's unfortunate, you know.
Well, it's the most beautiful gift you can give yourself, the greatest gift that you could ever give yourself.
Yeah.
Ever. There's nothing in this whole world, nothing more beautiful in this whole world than the meditation, than discovering your true self inside yourself. Everybody's looking outside in the world for happiness. The only real happiness is inside your own heart.
That's it. I mean, we all are gifted. Because, like, I'm a numerologist for 20 years. I mean, I've done thousands of charts in my life. And every time I see a chart, I get so amazed of how the soul put that chart all together and how the effect of the experiences that went through that. But you see from the chart that everybody is different. Everybody is unique. Everybody has something to do. Somebody have some greatness in them. And we all have weaknesses, of course, because we need to learn those weaknesses. But everybody has some greatness. But we don't emphasize enough on this greatness. And the same thing, we don't emphasize enough into go into that calmness of meditation, of doing something for us. What I tell my clients today is I would like you to sign up 1 hour at least a day for you.
Mm. 1 hour is too long.
You know.
It's too long and it will put people off. Start with 5 minutes.
No,
then
it's
10
it's,
minutes.
No, the 1 hour in a sense is to do nothing, even if they don't want to do nothing. Just
Beautiful, yes.
Sure.
No, but it's pamper yourself, whatever you want to do. Doesn't matter.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
But because we are always occupied with everybody else, we are forgetting completely ourselves.
Yes, and that's so true.
Totally
that's
right.
So important. Especially especially people with mommies, with children and parents.
Yeah.
Everybody always says, you know, one of the things Joseph, the thing that's so strange with people is when you mention meditation, they say, I don't have enough time. Mm-hmm. And can you imagine the greatest thing that anyone can do is have that meditation for themselves? Everyone has a chance. They'll go have a martini, have a beer, have a scotch, you know, go watch football, go watch, you know, these pop idol TV shows and all this stuff. But what a great gift if you can give yourself, as you just said, give yourself 1 hour to just be alone with you.
Just be alone with you. Get to know yourself. That's all it is. We're not going to ask you to do anything major. Just go take a walk. I mean, we are so occupied with everybody else. Mm. It's overwhelming sometimes that I don't have the time to think about myself. Why? I mean, you have 24 hours. It's enough time to do anything you want. Just take 1 hour. 1 hour is not going to kill anything from your schedule. But unfortunately, people, they don't do that. And this is where...
Well, that's where you come in. That's where you come in because people have to listen to what you're saying, and you're really a great teacher. I can feel how effective you are. And you important for people to realize that the mind's even sitting for meditation a bit. What happens is people, you're sitting there, even if you're doing that for 5 minutes, the mind saying, oh, I'd rather be in Hawaii. What am I doing here? Isn't this nonsense?
I know.
And it goes into all these places and it doesn't realize, just stay with it, even if you don't want to. So you don't want to. Don't do it anyway.
I know.
And you suddenly think you'll make a breakthrough.
And we're going to go deeper a little bit on the conversation just when we come back after this short break.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com. Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 100 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
You're listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. My guest today is Deb and Ed Shapiro. And you say meditation is sexy. I want to start with that. What does this mean?
Well, meditation is sexy because it makes you feel good. It makes you feel so good. It makes you feel delicious. It makes you feel uplifted. It makes you feel joyful. What else does that?
And, of course, it doesn't mean sexy in the sex word. Uh-huh. Sexy means, you know, you can see something really kind of hip and groovy and kind of aha. Something mm-hmm. that makes you really feel like, ain't that great? You know, you can see a dress, you know, and it's not even a person, and you can say, wow, that's a sexy outfit. Mm-hmm. Or you can see a car, and it's really cool. So it's not particularly have anything to do with the sex word, but it does have to do with something that Deb says is delicious.
Mm-hmm. So that gives you the flavors of the day. But you can get different flavors then every time you practice the meditation.
Oh, completely. And there are times when it doesn't leave you feeling so delicious, but then not as sex. So we're not using it in terms of it being, you know, people have said to us, oh, does everything have to be about sex? It's not that at all.
I know.
It's just a use of the word. Because we want people to really understand that meditation is something you make friends with. It's a friend to hang out with. It's not an enemy. It's not a struggle. It's not something that you have to, you know, force yourself to do, but something that you really want to do. Mm-hmm. And that you have with you at any time. It's who we really are. It's not even a separate thing from us. And one of the things we've done recently is we interviewed 30 gorgeous, luminous meditation leaders and put their words together in a package, Be the Change Meditate e-conference, so that anybody can get this conference online. 30 different people, including people like Congressman Tim Ryan. You know, who would have thought a politician was a meditator? But he's written a book called Mindful Nation mm-hmm. about how mindfulness, how meditation can affect and improve the quality of life for so many different people.
And he's doing that in the fact of politics, because as we all know, the politics in this country feels like kindergarten. Having people just talk about things that it's sort of like you can't even believe a child, a mm-hmm. teenager, all sorts of children nowadays are very well aware of what's going on, and they're making it sound like it's archaic from centuries ago. So Tim Ryan, being a congressman, is bringing awareness. He's saying to people like this, stop the nonsense. Mm-hmm. Stop the ego. And then we have Richie Davidson. Tell him about Richie Davidson.
Well, Richie Davidson is a doctor who works in, and he's proven many times now, proven how meditation affects the brain. And he talks about that in the e-conference. And then we have people like Sharon Salzberg, who does a loving-kindness meditation, and Cindy Lee from Om Yoga in New York, and many gorgeous, gorgeous teachers.
And Cindy Lee, she was the choreographer for the movie Dirty Dancing, and mm-hmm. she also was the choreographer for Cindy Lauper, which was Girls Wanna Have Fun. So we all know that one.
What we try to do with the e-conference is to really show that meditation is for everybody, that we all have our own understanding of it, and it's not fixed in a particular way, that you don't have to do a particular thing or even sit in a particular posture. Mm-hmm. We tried to show that everybody from all walks of life have benefited from it, such as we've got people who are in jail or have been in jail. And have
five times he was in jail. If he got busted one more time, he would have never gotten out of jail, and now he's teaching meditation to prisoners in jail.
We just really wanted to show how it can help us all. and mm-hmm. how it's not something esoteric or strange or weird, and it's not something difficult, and it's not something we have to struggle with, but it's actually a part of our being as a friend to every, to all of us.
I don't know how I would live, Joseph. I don't know how Deb and I would live in this world without it. This world is completely nuts.
Because
I mean, just look at it. I mean, the things that people do, it's so crazy. And if you mm-hmm. can just be able to make friends with yourself, and meditation, really you become your own best friend.
And
you know, being on your show is so beautiful.
Eventually, you cannot be a friend with anybody if you don't have a relationship with yourself.
Exactly. You got to start with yourself. And you've
you
got to really want to make friends with yourself. And really, you can. You spend your whole life with yourself. You don't have such as long as a relationship as you do with yourself, with anyone else.
Yeah.
Just with you. So make friends with yourself. You've only got this one opportunity to really enjoy it.
And when we say make friends with yourself, it's way beyond, you know, just this kind of, oh, hello, I'm your friend. Making friends is falling in love with yourself. You actually fall, and it's not an ego trip, and it's not, you know, one of these things of thinking, oh, they got such a big ego, they love themselves, because it's not the ego you're falling in love with. It's not the mind or the intellect. It's the being inside. It's learning who the being inside is. Each one of us, as I mentioned before, is beautiful. Every human being. And the only reason we miss that understanding is we just don't stop for a moment. Just be quiet.
We're always on the run. We're always on the run. It's like we're running from something. We don't know what we're running from, but we keep running. And
that's
we keep
exactly
running.
It.
And then we end up into a closed walls that we cannot go beyond those walls, but we still keep running without without taking a break and say, and stop is enough. Stop walking. Stop. Figure out where you are now and before you keep walking. And this is where we need to train ourselves to start doing that. And meditation is one way of doing it. It's one way of getting in touch with the higher self of yourself and getting to know the depths of you, because you have more stuff on the inward that you're not even tapping into in your life. And this is where I would like to end the show today, and the notion that it's time to start embracing yourself for who you are instead of keep doing things for everybody else outside. So I'd like to thank you, Ed and Deb, for being on the show today and enlightening us with meditation. And it was a great show. And I think our listeners will have plenty of time to listen to the show as it is recorded. And I'd like to thank you very much. And I would recommend to check the Be the Change Meditation e-conference. Go to edandebshapiro.com. Is it Deb Shapiro or Deb and Ed Shapiro?
Ed and Deb Shapiro, E-D and D-E-B, Ed and Deb Shapiro, SHAPIRO.com.
Okay, so check the website, go to the e-conference. I already signed up myself for it. I listened the other day onto one of the meditation, and it is interesting to get into meditation, get in touch with yourself. So thank you again for being on the show. You were great.
You're absolutely the most beautiful man in the world. It's amazing how we meet nowadays, but
I know.
I think I'm happy that I met you.
Me too, and we stay in touch anyway. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Joseph Gabby Show. Please join me every week on Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific. Next week, my guest is Daniel Gutierrez, and right after me, Elizabeth Coxon. And stay and have a great week. It's sunny here in Vancouver, and enjoy the sun if you have the sun. Enjoy the winter, the snow if you have snow. Whatever you have, enjoy it and stay fit and have some meditation, 5 minutes to yourself, and have a good day, everybody.
You've been listening to The Joseph Gabby Show. consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination, fulfill your life's destiny, and clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness. Get ready for a new and brighter future. Remember, our live call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, babe.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.